Well, he's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's going to be losing that American twang soon. Why? Because Marcus Ambrose is coming home to drive the V8s. G'day, Marcus.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Mate, this is great news. We sort of asked you a question last time, and you said you weren't sure about the future over there, but you've made your mind up to come home, which is great.
Yeah, it certainly has been a while coming. You know, it's been a great journey for me over here. It's been nearly a decade since I came over and started running the truck series in 2006. And I just feel like the time is really good to stop. You know, my performances have flattened off over the last couple of years, and the opportunities are becoming a little more scarce. And I just felt like, you know, if I can't be here with the, you know, with the chance to reach my goals, and if I feel like it's not going to work out, then I better start looking at my options. And at the same time, I started getting into that position personally, and with my family too. It's just a great time to bring them home. My kids are 6 and 8, so the timing is good on a personal side and on the racing aspect here in the USA. I feel like I've certainly flattened off some. And then I started talking to Roger Penske a little bit about you know, his interest in Virtus Supercars, and if he was to form a team or partner up with the team in Australia, would I like to be part of it? It was a pretty natural choice for me to make.
Mm. You're not too old, are you, Marcus?
I'm 38. That's younger than Craig Lowndes. So, you know, I'm doing okay.
And the enforcer, he's still going around, Ingle.
He is. I think he's got a set of training wheels on now, though.
He still reckons
he's... Hey, Rusty's a really good friend of mine, and he's doing a great job with that team this year. Yeah. And he just he's a dark horse every single week. You can't discount him.
Marcus, we see during a calendar year that, you know, Lounsey and Jamie, I think, they go off in between V8s. And they'll drive in a 24-hour race, yes. Completely different car, and obviously the changeover isn't too difficult. Realistically, having got used to driving your NASCAR, how long do you think it'll take to get in sync with the V8 back home?
It will take some time. I think when Jamie and Craig and those guys jump into other sports cars, that, you know, it might not be the same level of intensity as what V8 supercar is.
Mm.
So I think to actually, you know, step up to the level of supercar is not going to be easy. I know that going in, but I know what I've done in the past in Australia, and I know what I'm capable of. I've just got to put my head down and use 2015 to reacquaint myself with the series and the drivers and the cars and give this new DJR Team Penske Alliance a chance to really, you know, find their feet. I'm sure we're going to be competitive. It's not a matter of if, it's just when.
That's good news for you about Penske coming on board. It's good news for Dick Johnson. It's probably good news for the V8s to have such a big name outside interest, you know, putting money into, you know, V8s in this country.
It really is. And for those who don't know Roger Penske, he's a very successful businessman over here, an amazing individual. But what's more amazing is what he's done in racing. He's been able to win virtually in every category that he's competed against, the Indy 500, Daytona 500, you're talking NASCAR championships, IndyCar championships this year with Will Power. They're just a racing powerhouse. And for them to have interest to come to Australia and to want to compete down there is a big vote of confidence for the series and the level of competition that it is. And also for Dick Johnson, you know, he's got a great team. When they went down there and looked at his organization, they were very impressed. And they're not starting from scratch. They're just going to build on from what the DJR already is. So it's a big vote of confidence for the crew that's already there and for what they're already doing. And I think that it's going to be exciting to see the progress of this new alliance and looking forward to being part of it.
Yeah, totally. So it'll be a Ford?
It will be. We're running Ford Falcons in 2015.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot has changed recently, Marcus, with the car of the future, and we're seeing... lap times now in qualifying, it's, you know, it might be a second from first to 26th or even less than that. It's so competitive.
It is, and I'm under no illusions that it's going to be tough for me to you know, to reacquaint myself with it, and competition is really what makes me tick, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of it all. I just can't wait to get started. You know, I've come from you know, very competitive racing here in the US as well, so. Mm. Close lap times and close competition is nothing new to me, and it's going to be just great to come back to road racing full time and to come back to Australia and compete at the highest level down there and get after it. You know, we've got a few enemies left over from down there, and I've got some new ones to make. So I'm looking forward to it.
And Marcus, you know, bash and barge, and if some bloke does the wrong thing by you in a NASCAR event the week before, you're allowed to sort of get square a bit, you know, the next week. Do you think we should maybe bring a little bit more of that back into V8s?
Well, I'm not going to really even pass judgment on that. I'm just going to say that you know, I've got every intent to come back down there and race within the spirit of the sport. That's not saying I'm going to be a pushover. I'm going to have a red hot go. I'm going to drive 100% every single lap, every single race. But certainly, you know, I'm not here to dictate what the racing standard should be. I'm just going to blend in as good as I can, and that's the intent anyway. I'm going to come home with that intent. Whether I'm able to pull it off, I don't know, but we'll find out, I guess, in the first few races how I'm doing.
What are the personalities like, mate? What are the Americans like in competition to the Australians that you know so well?
On the racetrack you're referring to?
Yeah, around the racing, you know, scene on the track and off the track, the sort of, you know, the just getting to know the Americans. Are they similar to Aussies?
Well, the way of doing business in America is a little bit different. Certainly, you know, they command a lot of presence on the track.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. And I'm racing against the 43 best, you know, drivers in America any one weekend, and it's certainly not for the faint of heart. And if you you know, if you feel like you know, you've rubbed someone up the wrong way, they're going to come back and get you the next week twice as hard. And so it certainly opened my eyes to pay back and to making sure you're knowing who you're messing with. But you know, it's a sport, right? And it's they're individuals, and it's no different whether you're racing lawnmowers or whether you're racing Sprint Cup Series. Competition's competition. You better know who you're racing against. You better know how to get on top of them.
Marcus, when do we see you first? When will be your first time we see you behind the wheel of a V8?
I'm going to be back in Australia at Homebush. Whether I'm driving or not, I've got no idea.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm really just coming down to have a look at the series and just walk the garage area and check out some of my old friends and a few of my foes. And just sort of get my bearings, and then hopefully I'll be behind the wheel doing some media rides and some corporate rides before Christmas.
Yeah,
it's getting reacquainted with a V8 supercar vehicle, and then I'll be in action in earnest in 2015, media day in February in the first race at Clipsal.
Yeah, and final one from me, and this is from one of our listeners. Who's the best NASCAR driver you've competed against while you've been over there?
Well, you'd have to say that Jimmy Johnson has won a lot of championships since I've been here, and he's a class act, amazing team. But the ability of Jimmy to turn a bad day into a really good one is just exceptional. So I'd say that Jimmy ranks right up there. But, you know, there's any one of 25 drivers can win any week, and they're all at an extremely high level, and it's been fun to race against them. I'm sure they won't miss me much. I'm going to get to the end of this this campaign in 2014 and look forward to experiencing some of these new drivers down in Australia. There's some great new young drivers in the sport, and you know, not all of them are Australian. There's quite a few New Zealanders that are doing a great job as well, and it's just great to see that there's a fresh wave of great talent down there. I've been watching the telecast intently this year, trying to be ready because I knew obviously I was coming back, and the level of competition in Australia is amazing, and I'm looking forward to being part of it.
And Marcus, just a really quick one. Is the Roger Penske you talk about, is that the Penske from the Seinfeld episode our listeners want to know?
Probably is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's only worth a cool $1.1
billion. Yeah, he's got a bit. Marcus, mate, really good news to have you back down under when you get here. We look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate the call.